Welcome to the November edition of Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. We want to thank Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their support of Tech Talk. And also, Flint Hills Technical College wants to as well honor and appreciate our veterans. So thank you for what you're doing to advocate for our veterans, and we certainly advocate for them and want to make sure that they feel appreciated and honored for what they do.
Well said. Thank you to our veterans. Well, Karen, a pretty happy last handful of days at the Flint Hills Technical College. Big announcement coming from Fanistals, Dan and Jan Smoots, late last week. Your reaction to that?
Jaw-dropping, humbled. We are very pleased that they provide us that vote of confidence, and we do everything to make sure we support that and that we live up to that expectation. I want to also add that I've got Mike Crouch here with me, Vice President of Advancement, and so we do want to talk a little bit about that. And then there's a couple of other things related to this idea that our employers in our region are valuing the credentials and the completion of associate's degrees and the technical education that members in our community can have through Flint Hills Technical College. So a couple of other things we want to add to it, but I don't want to take away at all from Fanistals and Dan and Jan Smoots. So that was, again, I had mentioned this to Chuck on Friday. For Dan and Jan, when they are in the spotlight and what kind of accolades they've received this year, small business awards and recognition, and the opportunity to have their ribbon cutting Friday afternoon, but to include Flint Hills Technical College in that limelight is, I think it shows the nature of who they are. They're very sharing. They're very giving folks. I had one of our faculty call me this morning, and she mentioned that she has grown up with them, and her grandparents are great friends with them. And she said, can I send them a thank you card? I'm like, well, of course. So it's a family affair here, and so we're very, very honored that Dan and Jan have that opportunity to share that part of their success and choose to do that with our families in our region and with the opportunities for education in our region.
Mike Crouch, good morning. Good to talk to you, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ron and Chuck. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good, doing good. Well, let's break down exactly what Fanistals is incorporating in partnership with Flint Hills Technical College.
So, yeah, so essentially they made two announcements on Friday. The first that we're really excited about is a scholarship/tuition reimbursement program for their employees. So anybody who's a child or grandchild of an employee at Fanistal Meats can attend Flint Hills Technical College and get 50% of their tuition paid for by Fanistal. So essentially, we're still working out the details. It'll probably start in the fall of 23, but essentially they will, it's more of a tuition reimbursement program. They will enroll, they will go through, and as long as they exit with either a tech certificate or an associate degree, then they will be reimbursed at the end of their schooling.
That is wow. That is a huge announcement, and the Smootses were very complimentary on Friday of the partnership that has unfolded, and really the number and the quality of the students that have come through Flint Hills Technical College and work for Fanistal just on the expansion process right now with the processing facility and the ribbon cutting, which was at least initially the main focal point of everybody. So it
yeah.
was really good to see that.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we really work hard for here and that we strive to do is to prepare our students for the workforce. And we want to prepare them to be successful in industry. We want to prepare them to be ready to go out and support our local industry. And so it always makes us feel good when we hear that from our industry partners that our graduates are doing well for them, because that's what we aim to do.
And then you have the estate gift, which is the largest single gift that you've had the pleasure of receiving, the way it sounds.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Karen said it best. It's just, you know, it's extremely humbling. you know, that we're just honored that Dan and Jan have enough confidence in us and in what we do here at Flint Hills Technical College that they would want to invest in that. And we value the relationship with them tremendously, and we look forward to continuing to grow that relationship well into the future.
Yeah, tell them what. A state gift was how much, Mike?
The estate gift was for $2 million, okay. And as Chuck said, that is the largest gift that's ever been given to Flint Hills Technical College in our almost 60-year history.
Mike, from your perspective, and I don't think I asked this question, but you know, how does this set gifts like this, how does this, A, set up the college for the future, just based off of these two specific announcements, but maybe is there a spillover effect from other business partners or large-scale donors that, you know, you may see a snowball effect coming from other areas and other sectors over the next maybe few months or something like that?
Yeah, so, you know, I think obviously for one, you know, gifts like the one that Dan and Jan have committed are tremendously impactful and make such a massive difference in the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of young people for decades to come. And so, you know, we can't overstate the impact that that gift will have on folks. And, you know, I think it says a lot for where FHTC is at today, and that, you know, we are growing, the opportunities for young people are growing, and I think that there will be others that will want to step forward and maybe support the college in a similar way.
Positive news on all fronts. There is no doubt about that. Again, a big thanks to Fanna Stoll and Dan and Jan Smoots for their big, big, big announcement last Friday, and a big shot of the arm for Flint Hills Technical College and to the families of Fanna Stoll employees. Well, Dr. Daugherty, fall semester, how are things going?
They are advancing very quickly. We are, you know what, maybe within 5 to 6 weeks of the end of the semester. So we had a big week last week at ESDAC over in Hutchinson. We had a great turnout with the City of Emporia and with Emporia, the Chamber. We had 12 programs represented there. Our enrollments appear to be looking great. We tend to enroll our students for a full academic year, so that really helps a lot with our retention and helps with the students in their decision-making. So we don't have as much, again, just a different kind of a model than maybe what a university might have, but we don't have as much enrollment going on for the spring semester. However, we do have general education enrollment, and, for instance, nursing has a cohort that begins in the spring, things like that. So we do have that. But I want to go back to a couple of other examples about the value that our employers in the region place on our credentials that we provide. We have a big day coming up on November 29th. The Michelin Man is going to be here. So we have a national signing day, and we have two students who are going to be part of a Michelin signing day, national signing day, and these two students are being given tuition scholarships, internship, a part-time internship while they're completing their Associate of Applied Science degree in industrial engineering, and then they'll have a job secured with Michelin once they graduate with their Associate of Applied Science. So that's a national signing day that we have on November 29th at 4 p.m. with Michelin. Join us with the Michelin Man. And then I also want to give a shout-out to VecTech. Again, our local industries, our local partners are stepping up to the plate and providing financial support for the students who do completions and who go through their associate's degree or their certificate. And at VecTech, they've got a financial incentive as well and a guaranteed job for the computerized machine tool engineering program. And so a lot of our industry partners in the region are stepping up and supporting the completion initiatives and the opportunities. They see the value of these associate's degrees and what those students can bring to their workforce. So I want to give a shout-out also to Michelin and VecTech. Please recognize I am not taking anything away from Fanna Stoll here, but this is also just another industry evidence of industry support for what we're doing.
Well, that has to be very attractive to potential students, Dr. Daugherty, and great for recruiting.
That's what we agree. That's what we hope is the result. We don't have a lot of this advertising out very much, but I think it's important and critical for our industry partners to recognize how much we value their trust. As we mentioned at the start of the conversation, what the Fanestals and Dan and Jan are showing as the trust and faith in what we provide for our students and what those students learn in their hands-on classrooms, and then what they bring to the industries. And so that comes with, again, we have Michelin Signing Day on November 29th, and VecTech Initiative, that is a scholarship initiative, provides students up to $500 a semester, maybe $1,000 a year, and they are guaranteed a job while they obtain their degree.
Well, and you do have very attractive placement numbers, do you not, Karen?
We do. We do. And, you know, I would add that we dipped this year, and so this is the COVID results, and so we dipped to 94%, and that's probably the lowest we've been in a few years. We hover at the 98% of placement, and so with COVID numbers coming through this year, we dipped to about 94%. So we are a little frustrated. We're gonna make that up.
Still,
I was
going
to say,
still
that was glossy. Exactly the word I was going to use. That's crazy. Karen, I also wanted to bring up, too, that there is a special meeting for the Board of Trustees, the way it sounds, tomorrow. And then you've also got, I'm assuming, other things that will wrap up here before the fall semester and fall commencement here, which is, what, just over a month away?
It is, yes. So we are planning for fall commencement, and we are preparing for that. We have a smaller commencement group this fall, but we feel it's critical and important to make sure those students are recognized, so we're very happy about that. In general, a fall graduation is not as large as a spring graduation, and so we're seeing that also. And so we're very happy about that. We're looking forward to graduation in December. And then, yes, we do have a special meeting of the board. We have a couple of things related to some legal matters that we wanted the board to feel comfortable with and not feel like we wanted to put this matter or this information through on a consent agenda. We're getting some legal insight and some legal feedback on a possible MOU. And so there may be a little bit more information about this coming forward over the next week or two.
Sounds good. Are we missing anything, Karen, that you wanted us to bring up here this morning?
I don't think so. Mike, is there anything you can think of that's coming up? We've had such a hectic bit. We're kind of like resting. We've had the cut. We've had so much going on. So we're getting ready ourselves for a nice long weekend to celebrate Veterans Weekend, Veterans Holiday, and Veterans Weekend, and then preparing for Thanksgiving break.
Mike, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet. Ron, Chuck, thank you.
Dr. Daugherty, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Chuck. You guys have a great day.
You too. You too.
That is Dr. Karen Daugherty, President, Flint Hills Technical College, and Mike Crouch, a very happy advancement person at Flint Hills Technical College. Yeah, big announcement last Friday from Fanestals.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, running down that on Tech Talk.